By the way, gentlemen, are any related to Billo Hickman?
No.
Okay.
Somewhere.
All right, just somewhere along the line, right?
Yeah.
An old Sussex County name.
Okay, next case, please.
The next application's 11,932. Kelly Bivens seeks a variance from the separation requirements between units and a variance for the rear yard setback. Section 115-172G7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located approximately 1,074 feet west of Coastal Highway. We're at 1 on the north side of Route 54. The 911 address is 39024 Riley Place, Fenwick Island. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 134, Map 23.20, Parcel 68, Unit 55509. Specifically, they're requesting a 7.9-foot variance, a 2.7-foot variance, a 10.5-foot variance, a 2.3-foot variance, another 2.3-foot variance, a 1.9-foot variance, a 3.1-foot variance, 10.6-foot variance, an 8-foot variance, and a 0.8-foot variance.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
And we received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Good evening. Right. State your name and address for the record. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Wow. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. How are you?
I don't know.
All of those setbacks, huh?
Yeah, wow. What do we got here?
And I suppose I should probably bring this up, Ms. Cornwell. One of the things that we discovered prior to the hearing, but after our date for advertising, this was advertised for a rear yard setback. When you look at the survey in front of you, it's one of those appears to be a front yard setback.
Yep.
But it is our understanding from Ms. Bivens, mm-hmm. hope I got that right.
Yeah, you did.
That the home will actually be projected to be moved closer to the rear, in which case it would not encroach into the front yard setback, but would encroach into the rear yard setback.
That's that flat foot that where you're requesting mm-hmm. to go back to
yes.
eliminate
correct.
That? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Instead of it being a 1.9 from the front, it would be moved back, but that would encroach into the rear, which is why we've advertised it correctly.
Okay.
However, on your survey in front of you, the numbers are a little off. So I know Ms. Bivens has a presentation. I don't want to encroach on her time, but
oh, no,
I at least wanted to make that clear because I know there's a lot of red ink on the survey in front of you.
I'm glad you did because I was going to ask because I was figuring how we were going to get the front.
Yeah, we will address that if Ms. Bivens does not as far as some of those things. But I at least wanted to make that clear for you.
Appreciate that.
We had noticed that. So.
All righty, thank you for that. All right, ma'am, you go ahead, please.
Well, what I'm asking for is in the uniqueness of the property, it was originally set up for smaller mobile homes in this park.
Okay.
So it's 12 foot and they don't make a 12 foot now. So I'm asking to put a 14 by 60 in a little skinny spot.
Okay.
And this existing lot I had nothing to do with. That's the Riley Place, Mason Dixon Annex. And
this is what, ma'am?
Mason Dixon Annex.
Okay.
Is what is at Riley Place. And the single wide home, it's the first one to be put. It's the first new one in there. The one that was in there before was there for like 40 years. And they abandoned it, so they dismantled it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been sitting there. So the lot's been empty for a couple years, and I'm the first one to rent in there. So putting a new mobile home, they're all like 70s and 80s mobile homes in there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And these are all the 12-foot that are in there now, and you're going to replace yours again with a 14.
Some are 10-foot
in there.
Foot, yeah.
Wow, they don't even make a 12.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
hey.
And that's really what I'm asking, and I'm asking for the 5-foot setback to be pushed back a little bit further because of parking.
Okay.
There's a horseshoe driveway that's there.
I noticed. Okay.
And to push it back by 5 foot gives us a little bit more parking. We won't stick out in the roadway so much.
Okay.
Because we're only allowed 2 parking spots.
I was getting ready to say that's going to allow you enough
and
for your
two.
And
one of them is with in front of the tongue. That's why I'm asking to push that back.
I was getting ready to say, yeah, you only have 1.5.
Yeah.
Well, I know, with the tongue where it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All righty.
Well, to bring you up to that, do you see this gray hair? And you see the baldness? That's from being an inspector in Mason Dixon.
Yeah, that's a little, it's a
it
little space.
Okay. It was an original mobile home park, and then, you know, they built all the lots, like you said, for mobile homes. and some of them are in there at 10 foot wide.
Yes, they're little. And my property backs up to lot number one. Mm-hmm. So it's still part of the annex.
Annex? Is it still part of the annex? Okay,
yes.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we'll start then. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions at this time?
No questions.
And I have no further. Mr. Whitman, do you have any questions? Mr. Rickard, do you have any further questions? Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about this that would be affected?
No, the only one that I've discussed with, and Tom, is the park owner, Tom Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And he said he sent a letter, and I have it on my phone, but you guys apparently didn't receive it.
I'm sure the office has a letter. She said they was one sent, or?
We may just not have received it as of yet, because we would have had it in
the,
we would have noted it.
Yeah, that's what she said. No, and I was like, he sent me an email today saying, I've got the attachment, so.
No, what they did,
well, if he mailed it, we probably, and you got it today, we probably get it later.
Oh, you just got yours today?
Well, he just sent me the email today.
Oh, well,
today.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because I'm saying if they had, she would have most definitely read it for us.
I presume this is the smallest mobile home you could fit in there.
Mm-hmm. The smallest that they make right now.
Is the 14 to go on a 10 foot?
14 by 60. Yeah, because I really wanted a 70, but that was not going to fit.
No. I don't see how you could have done that, ma'am.
Not in that property.
All right, I have no further questions.
All right. Hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, before we get too far into it, the one thing I will point out in looking at this, if this were to be moved, because the survey that we have in front of you is dated September 30, that's the one I believe you all have as well. Mm-hmm. If that home is moved 1.9 feet to the rear, as I believe Ms. Bivens is proposing to do,
right?
There also would be a change. It would affect some of those separation distances. I'm looking at a couple of them here. One would be the 12.1 to the shed to the southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely there would also be a change to the neighbor's residence to the south. Mm-hmm. Also, there'd be a change to the, looks like that shed that's to the south. Mm-hmm. And it's possible, you know, we wouldn't know, but if it's moved there, it very well may affect the separation distance to that neighbor's residence to the south, to the northeast on lot three there.
Mm-hmm.
I am just saying that because depending on how far it moves, some of those numbers will change.
No,
and we don't have that information before us. So I don't know if Ms. Bivens, if you've got an updated survey that shows that.
No, I just found out about that. Okay. Before the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that in mind, it very well may be the best idea to get an updated survey,
mm-hmm.
if at all possible, showing that move back so we at least can have the correct numbers for any kind of variance that you all may consider.
Okay.
And what if I struck the moving it back by that and just did the side?
If you were to just do that, the only problem that we have is this has only been advertised for a rear yard setback and separation distances, not front yard. So that front yard one, we would have to re-advertise and have a hearing just for that.
No.
So that's, you don't want to do that.
Yeah,
you know, that's
that.
Survey.
So,
but by having that survey, we would have the appropriate numbers. And what the board could do, if they were so inclined, would be to hold it open for the limited purpose of you providing that survey, so we at least then have the numbers and we can have a better idea as to what it will look like in that regard. Because there is a lot of things here, we want to make sure those numbers are correct, as
yes.
I'm sure you do too.
Yeah,
and so hopefully you wouldn't have to come back if
yeah,
you can do that again. I think that's what Counselor is trying to say.
And I've been 8 months trying to get this done,
well,
as it is.
Well, it'd be up to the board, like you said,
yeah,
by that would
yeah.
be. I think I have a question from one of the other members, Mr. Mills.
Yes, Ms. Bivens, do you own this property, or you're renting it?
Renting it from Riley, Tom
okay.
Riley.
And he owns all the property, the
yes.
whole property? Okay,
yes.
So he rents out all these lots.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And he has a property. His is the far left one out on the water.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Chair, then we'll go back to, I was getting ready to call for a motion.
Mr. Sharp, so in other words, you're saying the only thing we don't have, we have the separation advertised, we have the separation between units advertised, we have the all the rest of them except the front.
Correct.
Is that right?
Well, what she's, we do not have the, we had the rear yard advertised, but not the front yard. Now, the survey that you have in front of you shows that a front yard variance would be needed.
Right.
Which, what Ms. Bivens has indicated is that she's going to move the home that distance to the rear, so now we would need a rear yard.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
But the problem is, once you do that, some of those separation distance numbers change.
Right, but we advertised them right. We didn't advertise numbers.
Correct, correct. We would be fine there. It's just once we would have that survey, then we would know what to put in the findings.
All right.
Okay.
I'll put rear in there.
All right, then Chair, excuse me, then Chair will, excuse me, entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I've got some concerns on this entire property, and I'm not sure how we address it, but we're looking at a parcel that has lots that are obviously not big enough to accommodate, you know, the minimum size mobile homes now. And,
right,
you know, this is this situation is going to become a bigger problem as time goes on. So,
right.
I'm not sure if there's something that can be done, you know, from the county's standpoint, or, you know,
to help
I would hate to just say no, and
well, this is the way, John.
Can I finish? Thank you.
Yeah.
I would hate for us to just go, no, you can't do this, and without at least giving the owner an opportunity to maybe come up with a plan or solution for his property, you know, because if we grant this one, then we're going to end up with a mobile home park that's got everything 10 feet apart instead of, you know, 20 feet like it once was. And it's, you know, it's a problem. I think the owner should address the situation as opposed to, or have a different plan or solution as opposed to.
Didn't we have something like this at White House Beach down there?
Yeah, we've had other.
That's up to zoning. That's up to them to either,
rezone,
take a look
something.
And rezone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. We've run into that with.
We've had that problem and have them to take a look at it. And if that's to help what you want, you'd like, we can do that. We can.
Right.
Have,
I mean, we've ran into this situation
couple
before.
Down there.
And you know, so that's when either the county or stepped in, or the owner made some.
The county steps
some
in
changes.
To help the owner, the property owner. Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Next thing you know, we could start asking for
well, the
lot
same thing
lines
as we had
and surveys
and all those. We had to redo those, but that's a good point.
I just see a really, really bad potential problem for the
this
future.
This has been a bad problem for years, John. Believe me, this place, maybe it's about time, like you're saying. That
you know this place.
We take them. I know this place.
Well, that's good. Everybody, I mean, now's the time to bring it out. I'm sorry?
If you want, the office could reach out to the property owner and see if, you know, he had a plan for the development of the park.
Because there's other mobile homes in there that are very small.
Right.
You are going to run into
absolutely.
The same.
I think that's it.
Then parking's going to be a problem,
yeah.
And then, you know, one thing leads to another, and it's just a big,
now it's time to discuss
big mess, right, in my opinion.
Is there, I haven't been in there for a while. Is there a lot of lots empty? Or?
No, this is the only empty lot.
I thought you said
it's
that.
But there could be, but you're saying there's something, but they could be replaced, or some of them are.
Most of the mobile homes in there, my cousin is in there, and her mobile home's in 1974.
It's coming time.
Yeah.
What you're saying, or yeah. You said earlier, man.
Okay. You asked for opposition or in favor.
Yeah, I'd asked for all that.
And you're
yes,
looking
I
for
did.
A motion.
Yeah, I was waiting for a motion. And then Mr. Sharp,
interject so
that right quick.
Too far down the road.
If you all are so inclined, I would make a motion to leave the public hearing open only for the purpose of the office to reach out to the owner to see if they would like to present some options.
John, does she need to still get the survey done?
No, not at this point.
If see, but I thought you asked for updated for the back.
This is going to push things back again.
But that was only if
so
they,
what's going to happen for me is
before
I'm
they
to,
brought up about getting I'm the park to see what they could help with.
Okay, but
the mobile home will have to give me the money back, and he'll have to give me my lot rent back because I'm done.
I'm sorry. And
but wait a minute. I got a question then for Mr. Workman. What about...
So, we're not going to do anything then to do something, or if she gets another survey, if we're going to set it back, we're not going to.
Well, I'm not sure what another survey is going to do.
Well, you were talking about another survey because the lot line's going to be.
No, I'm talking about. But now it's a bad situation that the owner needs to address.
How Mr. Mills want to get the owner to try to address it? They give the property owner some relief.
Whether he wants to maybe do something different with his property as far as dividing it up or lot lines.
You don't think he's going to do it? You have to combine lots together to get it done right.
Basically, he has an unrentable lot right now, is what you're saying, because nothing is going to fit on there. You're not going to rent the variance.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying anything other than we need to.
Have him to.
There's a real problem potential for the future.
It's
not
mine.
Right. No, I understand. I'm very empathetic to your situation because you know you purchased a place and assuming that everything's copacetic and go ahead. But from the county's point of view, it's
and I do understand that
it's outgrown its life in the way it was simply because. Of the offerings of buildings available, so I think the time has come, and let me rephrase that. I think the time has passed that the owner should have done something, knowing that he's got a property and things aren't going to fit anymore.
Right. But that has nothing to do with my asking for the variance today.
Yes, you have nothing to do with
nothing. No, you're okay.
So if you leave it open, that leaves me still open until that is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Nothing
going
new.
That's what I'm going to say.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's if the board does.
No. We're not making any decision here.
No,
we're just.
No.
We're leaving the hearing open. So, or at least I'm going to. I think I'm going to make a motion to leave the hearing open so that the office can contact the owner to see if he would like to provide some option or plan before we do make a decision, because this is kind of our position right now.
If I may make a suggestion, just from a procedural standpoint,
because that makes me wait longer.
If we're going to leave the record open, what I would suggest is that we don't leave it open for that limited purpose.
Right.
The reason being is that it sounds to me like at this point, there's from when we hear from you, Mr. Mills, you'd rather hear from the property owner before we even ask if we need another survey, because that threshold question is whether or not it's appropriate. So the concern I'd have is we just left it open for that limited purpose, and he said, okay, it makes sense. We'd like to get a survey now. You've left it open only for that limited purpose before. Whereas if we just leave it open altogether, that way we could have basically a second hearing, and then you could keep it open after that point if that's what you decide, if you even wanted to go that route.
So you try to keep your options open. Should we
leave it open for the purpose then?
Should we subpoena the owner to come before?
And that too.
Let's do that.
Let's do that then.
That's why I get ready to ask Jimmy.
Let's do that. Let's
come in front of us and we bring that to him.
Yeah,
that would be good.
We've done that in the past. Yep.
Yeah, we have.
We've issued.
That'd be a better way to go.
That'd be better. Yeah, then you could be here. Yeah, let's do that.
Motion to subpoena the property owner before us.
And to otherwise leave the record open.
Leave the record open.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and it's a second by Mr. Rickards. That we leave the case number 11,932 open for the purpose of having the property owner to appear before the board. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,932 is left open.
Thank you.